A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Lamed Ches, Baba Basra 38a, pagination is 75. Starting from the Mishnah midway on the page. We're dealing with the topic of a chazaka. A chazaka means that a person is living in a land for 3 years, using it as it is used by the owner. And then the original owner shows up and says, "What are you doing here?" And this new resident says, "I bought it from you. I've been here. You have not objected. And so even though I do not have the documentation anymore because I misplaced it, but it is mine." And in many cases, the chazaka will be able to affirm the land in the hands of the new resident. This is predicated on a concept called macha'a, which is that when a person knows that someone else is in his land, he should be making a declaration of objection in front of two edim, two witnesses, and that declaration would put the current resident on alert that if indeed he has it legitimately through purchase, for example, then he should watch his documentation. And we have to balance the concept of chazaka with the concept of macha'a. As we'll see right now, there are cases where a person would not do the objection, the macha'a, because he doesn't anticipate that the current resident will hear about it anyway, because it's a time of battle, and therefore he didn't make his macha. He has an excuse as to why he didn't feel his macha would be worthwhile, in which case the chazaka does not stand. The Mishnah says, Shalosh arotzos lachazaka. There are three recognized regions regarding chazaka, because these places are typically often there are times that they are at odds, and therefore a chazaka that's taking place in one area, if the owner is in a different area, will not be considered necessarily a chazaka. And they are Yehuda, the region of Yehuda, Ve'ever HaYarden, and the opposite side of the Jordan River, Ve'HaGalil, and the Galil. Hayab Yehuda v'hichzik b'Galil. If you have an example where someone is in Yehuda and the chazaka that's taking place on his land is in the Galil, b'Galil v'hichzik b'Yehuda, or the reverse, ain't a chazaka. It's not going to be a chazaka. Ad sheyeh imo b'medina achas, ad sheyeh imo b'medina, until he's with him in the same region. There is a dissenting opinion, and this dissenting opinion is actually going to be very helpful in clarifying how far we maintain the concept of 3 years for a chazaka. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo amru shaloshanim, they didn't say this concept of 3 years is necessary to make a chazaka, ala kedei sheyeh ba'aspamya v'yachzik shana, v'yelchu v'yodi'uhu shana v'yavalu shana acheres. The concept of 3 years, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that a person can even be in a faraway place. Rashbam says typically people don't go more than a year's travel away from their residence. And like this, the person, current resident, will be there for a year. He'll create a bit of a noise in town that he's the new resident, that information will travel a year to the place of the person's current location, the owner, the original owner, and then the information will come back. It'll take a year, and that's the concept of 3 years, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashbam concludes the thought and says, but if they were in the same city, then even right away it would be a chazaka, because you're watching another person on your land, of course you would object. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the concept of 3 years is precisely to overcome all the different factors of getting the information to the other person. Whereas, according to the Tanakhama, 3 years is the normal amount, but if there are other mitigating factors, like a battle, then 3 years is not enough for that. Indeed, we paskin like the Tanakhama. Let's do 2 lines more of Gemara, and then we'll explain. 3 lines from the bottom, we hold, Macha'a shalo b'fanav havya macha'a, making an objection not in front of the current resident, is still considered a macha'a, as the Gemara on Amud Beis says, Chavra chavra islay, because people talk, and once you unleash the information, as long as you don't say, and don't tell anyone, but as long as he's just telling the two witnesses that he's objecting, that information will travel and will eventually get to the current resident, warning him to keep his documentation if it indeed exists. Umishna seinu, and the reason that in our Mishnah, Yehuda, Ever HaYarden, Galil, are identified as different regions, it's not because you have to make the macha in a specific way in front of the person. The reason that these are considered different regions is because b'sha'as chirum shanu, we were worried about cases of battle where it's not shayaros mitsuyos. There are no caravans going back and forth. And the Gemara continues and says that Yehuda and Galil are considered by default to be Shas Chirum type of places, that there are not Shayaros Mitsuyos going back and forth for the purposes of Macha'a, and therefore the Chazaka is not a Chazaka. And so, in Halacha we find that less than 3 years is never a Chazaka, even if it's in front of the person. But 3 years is a chazaka, even if it's not in front of the person, unless it's a shas milchama, a time of battle. One more theme from the daf that I'd like to mention is on Amud Beis, about 6 lines from the bottom. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hilchasa, a halacha is, that Ein machzikin b'nichse boreach, you're not allowed, able, to be machzik, to make this chazaka in the property of someone who's running away. There were issues in town, and he had to run away. You can't make a chazaka on his property. However, macha shelo b'fanav havya macha, a macha, an objection that's not done in front of him is still considered a macha, and the Gemara asks, Tarti, how could those two things be true? Those are self-contradictory. If a person is a boreach, let him simply make a macha shalo befanov. Lokasha, this is not a problem, because we're talking about two different types of cases, and what emerges is two new halachas. Kan boreach machmas mamon, one case is a person who flees town because he owes money. Says Rashbam, he's willing to make a macha'a, because even if people will trace the information back to him, there's nothing they can do. He's not looking to evade them forever. He's just looking to take the pressure off him until he gets money. Kan boreach machmas mardin. But if you have a person who fled town because they're after him to punish him, so then he is afraid to let his whereabouts be known, and he's afraid to make the macha, lest people be able to trace the information back to where he's hiding. And therefore, Rava said, you can't be machzik in a nichse boreach if he's running because he's afraid of punishment. But a macha, shelo b'fanav, is a macha regarding a boreach machmas mamon, he's not so careful, he's not so afraid, and he would and should and is obligated to make a macha'a. If he doesn't, it would be a chazaka. Yashar koach, Thank you for joining.